This is Straight Outta Hull, a limited run series about Hull and its music. My personal journey through my childhood in a city misunderstood, if it is known at all. Hull is in East Yorkshire, but for most of my childhood was in a grim place called North Humberside. Simply listing the huge global stars who came out of Hull prior to 2000 takes a long time. Mick Ronson, Paul Heaton of the House Martins and Beautiful South, Roland Gift of Fine Young Cannibals, Everything But the Girl, Scarlet, Sade, the Wikipedia list is almost as long as Leeds and Newcastle's. Yet Hull is an out-of-the-way place, much smaller than any other major northern city and less connected than Sheffield. Hull is a town on the edge, a nowhere, a route to Europe before Europe was in the news, but nothing more to the outsider. To the insider, Hull was and will be again a musical petri dish, a lab for creators of noise, an ancient cathedral city with a streak of rebellion that gave us Guy Fawkes and once locked its gates to the King of England. Hull people don't follow the rules, which is why they are in Tier 3. Hull people are bigger than their physical size, gritty, determined and fiercely protective. Hull is where you would want to be, if only you knew where it was. Some definitions are necessary, right up front. Philip Larkin was not from Hull, he was from Coventry, but he was of Hull. Some of these bands were started elsewhere, perhaps in London like Sade, but so many of their members came from Hull that it's considered a Hull band, at least to me. Mick Ronson is not as famous as David Bowie, but the Spiders from Mars acoustic is largely credited to him. Paul Heaton began two bands in Hull, an all-male House Martins with Norman Cook, and a wonderful male-female-led band, The Beautiful South. Although the females were not from Hull and changed often, the song lyrics are most certainly Hull, especially in those early days of Pencil Cases and Young Love. So my Hull bands are a personal choice, but one or more members must have spent a large proportion of their formative years in and around the city, going to local schools, or drinking their way through a degree at Hull University. You need that early background to qualify for the passport. The bands would not be possible without the music pubs, and every pub in Old Hull seems to be a music pub. Gig nights, jam nights, open mic nights, every pub seemed to have one every week, and at the weekend you could hear top national bands performing at the Adelphi, or City Hall if they'd really made it, or Blue Lamp. LA's was big for a long time. There were so many venues along George Street and Beverly Road that many have been forgotten, although not by the regulars who flocked to hear the latest sound about to hit the big time. There is no equivalent to Madchester, and Britpop is not a Hull thing at all, but there is a definite way of looking at the world which these Hull bands and groups all share. Who am I to cover this ground? Well, I grew up in Hull listening to The Beautiful South and the Fine Young Cannibals, another band that achieved global success. My dad taught some of these misfits in Hessel, and the father of someone from Scarlet looked after our family insurance policies. All of my friends, including my wife, played leading roles in bands that toured Yorkshire and made money, but never made it big. Just as in Liverpool or Cardiff, everyone in Hull wants to get out, and they used to choose music to do it. I chose computers, a symbol of the 1980s, as bright as the lure of the city stockbrokers. Music fueled that era, just as much as champagne and caviar and Porsche. Hull is independent music, with the indie being more crucial to an understanding of the place than the music itself. I stayed out of those bands once it became clear I was tone deaf, preferring to write, and now it's my turn to chronicle their antics. And where did it all go wrong? Where are the international stars now who learned their trade near those damp docks of the old town music pubs? Why did Hull shine so brightly but then dim? We will find out. We have high hopes of some original interviews with stars past and future, as there aren't any in the present, in this limited series coming to your earphones this winter. If we can get the budget, we've even got a presenter in mind who is more polished than my home-based tones. I sound best when the microphone is off, and I've always had a face for radio. My contribution is the words. Bookmark us, follow us, get ready for liftoff. We are Straight Outta Hull.